The question today is, what does the Bible say about offense and being offended? Sometimes when the word offense or offenses or being offended or offend is used, it refers to sin. In James chapter 2, verse number 10, he said, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all." Offend is referring to about sin or sinning in one point. Romans chapter 4, verse 25 was talking about Jesus, where it says, "Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." He was delivered for our sins. So offense there is talking about sin. Also in Romans chapter 5, verse number 15, it said, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift." He's talking about, of course, the sin of Adam, as it talked about in verse 12, "Wherefore by one man sin entered into the world." So it said, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. But if through the offense of one, many be dead, through the sin of Adam, many be dead, much more the grace of God, the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many." Then verse 17 and 18 of Romans 5 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one," and of course that's Adam's sin, "much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification." Then verse 20 of Romans 5 says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." So we see then in these verses, when it talks about offense, it's talking about sin. In other words, sin. Context will reveal whether it means sin or whether it refers to something else. But the question is, what does the Bible say about offense and being offended? So I want to deal with a different aspect of these words in this question, because that's what the questioner wanted to know. He wasn't talking about sin. He was talking about a different aspect. Now, there are two Greek words which comes from the same root word that are used 41 times in the New Testament. Most of the time, they're translated offend, offense, offenses, or offended. But they're also translated three times stumbling block, one time occasion to fall, and one time the occasion of stumbling. And this basically gives us the definition of offense or being offended is what we want to use as far as this question is concerned. Webster says it means cause of stumbling or causing to stumble. The Greek definition means to put a stumbling block or impediment in the way upon which another may trip. It means to cause a person to begin to distrust or desert one whom he ought to trust and obey. It means to cause to fall away. It means to see in another what I disapprove of and what hinders me from acknowledging his authority. It means an occasion of stumbling or a stumbling block. Now, the Hebrew equivalent to the Greek word that's translated offense or being offended is used 14 times. So therefore, as we see this and think of this question that the questioner had, what does the Bible say about offense and being offended? So I want to deal with a few things about this so we can understand and answer this question. First of all, the Bible warns us not to offend or put a stumbling block before others. Under law, in Leviticus 19:14, he said that the Bible says, "Thou shalt not cause or curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear the Lord. Fear thy God, I am the Lord." In other words, it's talking about physical blindness in context, but it's applied, can be applied spiritually to the lost who are blind. In other words, warns us not to put a stumbling block before the blinded, spiritually speaking. In fact, Luke chapter number 17, verse number 1 said, this is Jesus speaking, "Then said he unto his disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come." Talking about being a stumbling block. So woe is an exclamation of grief. Then he also said in Luke 17:2, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. And that's talking about young converts. So you see, in context, he's talking there about putting a stumbling block before the blind or even babes in Christ who do not have the understanding that they need to have. Bible also says, mark those who put stumbling blocks before others. Romans chapter 16, verse number 17 said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. In other words, mark means to look at, contemplate. It means to fix one's eyes upon. It means to direct one's attention to, scrutinize, to consider, observe attentively, cautiously, and faithfully. In other words, be on guard against those who cause division. And the tense is a continuous action verb, which means a habitual lifestyle. Always be on the lookout for them. Mark them. But he also says to avoid them. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2, he said, but there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 14. Let me read verse 2 of 2 Peter 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. In other words, we need to avoid such people, and because they place stumbling blocks before others. And then in Revelation 2:14, we find that the Lord spoke these and said here, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols. So we see then that he's saying we need to not only mark them, but avoid those type people who cast stumbling blocks before others. Now Peter, in ignorance, even tried to stop Jesus from going to the cross. In other words, that's what Jesus came for. He came to die on Calvary. And Jesus showed no favoritism to Peter at that time, as he made this statement in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 21. He said, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. In other words, he was trying to stop him to do what he came for. But verse 23 says, but he turned, Jesus turned, and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. In other words, Peter was trying to cast a stumbling block before Jesus and keeping him from doing what he came to do. We need to be like Paul when Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11. He said in the last part of it, we're not ignorant of his devices, of Satan's devices, in other words. And Paul, we need not to be ignorant of his device. And he wants to cast a stumbling block in front of you. Also, we're warned not to be an offense. In other words, as we talk about, the fact is that mark those who cause the offenses and avoid them, but we're warned for us not to be an offense. Romans chapter 14, verse number 13 said, let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. In other words, when he talks about judging someone, it's not. It means don't judge without a standard. We've got the Word of God, then we need to judge. Judge not lest you be judged. You're going to be judged by the same standard. That's what it amounts to. So therefore, when he talked about here, don't put a stumbling block, that no man put an occasion to fall. So therefore, stumbling block is an occasion to fall. It means to offend those people. Romans chapter 14, verse number 21, He also said in Romans 14, 21, look that up, Romans chapter 14, verse number 21. Didn't have that marked at this particular time. But Romans chapter 14, verse number 21, made this statement. Romans 14, 21, he says, "It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak." In other words, as Paul is writing this, and he's writing concerning the meat offered to sacrifices, where he also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "But take heed lest lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to others that are weak." In other words, we're to walk in liberty, but we're not to use our liberty as an occasion to sin, and when it is, it becomes a stumbling block to those that are weak. In other words, he's talking about concerning the meat offered to sacrifices. Now, it's okay to ask God to bless it and to eat it, but if you eat it in front of some people, it'll cause them to stumble, and we don't need to do that. Don't be an offense to others in that sense. Now, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17, verse 24 through 27, it says, "And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon?" That word prevented means precedes him before Peter asks anything. He said, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, or of their children, or of strangers?" Peter saith to them, "Of strangers." Jesus saith unto them, "Then are the children free." In other words, he wasn't really required to pay tribute. Notwithstanding, though, verse 27 says, "Lest we should offend them, go into to the sea and cast a hook and take the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee." In other words, he said he didn't have to pay tribute because he didn't know anything yet. To keep from offending them, to cast a stumbling block in front of them, he went ahead and did it anyway. So there's times when to keep from offending someone, we need to go ahead and practice what would not offend them. But we do not need to compromise truth in so doing that. I'll continue this at a next time. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.